Last week I went to Melbourne for the Australian Open Tennis. Now this coincided with the launch of the latest Sorento model. Kia had graciously organised a transport from the airport to the hotel and the vehicle was a Kia Carnival. Now regular listeners will realise that I'm a big fan of the Carnival. It rides and handles like an SUV, has an abundance of room inside and the latest model has quite sleek styling. The vehicle we had for the trip was a few years old. I was talking to the driver and asked him if he liked it. He told me he had just ordered another one and two Sorentos for his business. On the reverse trip, we had another Carnival, but a different driver. Now here is where the practicality of the Carnival shines. The rear boot space soaked up the luggage of five adults without fuss. Doing what I do, I rarely get to be a passenger, so I volunteered to sit in the back. I'm 190 centimetres tall and built larger than the average bear, and I fitted easily. Getting in and out, though, for some of my size certainly won't win any elegance awards, but it served the purpose. There is a reason why the Kia Carnival is the dominant selling vehicle in the family wagon sector. It's that good. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Staying up to date with everything happening in the world of EVs is really easy. ecocarguide.com.au. Head to EcoCarGuide today for a road test of Australia's most popular hybrid, the Toyota Camry. Speaking of the Camry, there's big changes afoot for the model in 2024. Read all about it on EcoCarGuide. And check out the very cool Munro Series 4x4, an amazing vehicle. EcoCarGuide.com.au.